ocean of dua. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Ya Ilahi wa Rabbi wa Sayyidi wa Mawlai li ayy al-umuri ilayka ashku wa lima minha Brothers and sisters, during our explanations of the different parts of Dua al-Kumail, we have reached this excerpt. In this part, the commander of the believers says, Ya Ilahi wa Rabbi wa Sayyidi wa Mawlai, My Lord, My Master, My Protector, لِأَيِّ الْأُمُورِ إِلَيْكَ أَشْكُو وَلِمَا مِنْهَا أَضِجُّ أَبْكِي For which things would I complain to you? And for which of them would I lament and weep? لِأَلِيمِ الْعَذَابِ وَشِدَّتِهِ For the pain and severity of the chastisement? أَمْ لِطُولِ الْبَلَاءِ وَمُدَّتِهِ Or for the length and period of the tribulations? Dear listeners, in this part, the commander of the lovers, part of the supplication, is complaining about the tribulations and chastisements. In other words, he wants to say, O Allah, no one but you is able to heal my pain and eliminate my chastisements, to remove my punishments. All the beings are dependent upon you. They are all weak and poor, and I can turn to no one else. A poor one cannot do anything, and a weak one cannot solve our problems. So I have found that the key to solving any problem is in your hands, and the cure for any disease is possible with your power. You are the one in whose presence Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra alayha salam wept and said, O Allah, I ask you something which can be granted only by you. I ask you guidance, piety, independence, chastity, and doing what you like and are pleased with. O Lord, we ask you power for our weakness. We ask you wealth for our poorness and knowledge and patience for our ignorance. O Allah, bless Muhammad and his progeny. Help us in worshipping and obeying and remembering you by your compassion, O the most merciful of the merciful. This is what has been narrated in Bihar al-Anwar. Imam Ali alayhi salam has realized this fact. This is what he is trying to tell us, that this is the Allah we are referring to. This is the Allah we have come to. This is the one to whom Prophet Ibrahim, along with his son Ismail, prayed humbly and asked things which could be fulfilled only by him. The Holy Quran says, when Abraham and Ismail raised the foundations of the house, they said, O our Lord, accept it from us. Surely thou art the hearing, the knowing.
My God, my Lord, my King and Master, Which of the matters shall I complain to you? And for which of them shall I wail and weep? Shall I wail for the pains of the punishment and its intensity? Or for the length of my suffering and its duration?
Thank you, Allah, God, that we're here feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So we are asking this kind of Allah. We are referring to Him only, and we are complaining to Him for our chastisements to come. Ya ilahi wa rabbi wa sayyidi wa mawlai. You are my Lord, you are my Master, you are my Protector. There are so many things that I have to complain to you about. And which of them would I lament and weep for? لِأَيِّ الْأُمُورِ إِلَيْكَ أَشْكُ وَلِمَا مِنْهَا أَرْضِ جُوَابِكِ لِأَلِيمِ الْعَذَابِ وَشِدَّتِهِ. Should I complain to you about the pain and severity of the chastisement? أَمْ لِطُولِ الْبَلَاءِ وَمُدَّتِهِ. Should I complain to you for the length and period of the tribulation? We have realized you. We know that you are the only one who can make us submissive. O Lord, show us our ways of devotion and turn to us mercifully. Surely you are the oft returning to mercy, the merciful. O Lord, you are the one for whom Noah tolerated the pestering of his people for 950 years. And then to you he complained to descend water from the heaven and through the earth with all your power, drowning all your enemies, saving Noah and his disciples. O Lord, you are the one who made a few Muslims, along with the Prophet of Islam, dominate the disbelievers, whose number and facilities were three times more than the Muslims in the Battle of Badr alone. So God, we are taking refuge to you from these difficulties and tribulations. You are the one who can remove our problems with a single reward. You are the one who can grant us peace and ease. You are the one to whom all the prophets, all the infallible imams, all the believers, and all those sorrowful servants and repented people have complained from their problems. And you accepted, you saved them, you have treated them. You have shown us that you have this power. You are the absolute cause, and you are the only one we should refer to for our complaints. Brothers and sisters, we will continue discussion over this part of the Kumail supplication later on. Thank you for staying with us. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you.